brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Greg Palast in studio for two more segments. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to go to your calls at 800-259-9231. Mike, Sarah, Joe, Mike, and others. Greg, I'm impressed. I mean, just flipping through your new book, Armed Madhouse, it is really impressive. And I can tell you right now, I do want to carry this. I mean, just right. For the peak oil chapter alone, you've got the documents on the oil companies. Let's shift gears to what George Bush and his handlers really are. I mean, I've interviewed Ann Coulter, and I would say, well, Section 802 of the Patriot Act says that all Americans are basically terrorists. And she says, no, it doesn't. You're a liar. And then she says, I haven't read the Patriot Act, but she wrote it. But she wrote several chapters in a book about it. And I mean, literally, I mean, I have congressmen, senators, Nobel Prize winners on, the best journalists. I mean, I don't consider myself to be real smart, but I have a lot of smart people on, so I'm pretty informed. She was one of the stupidest people I've ever talked to. And they talked about how smart she was and all this. And then she attacks the widows of 9/11 just to get publicity. And she looks like this ringwraith type creature. And again, it's not about Ann Coulter, folks. It's about the fact that Time Magazine, everybody promotes her. Why are they promoting this monster who has said stuff like, we need to kill more innocent Iraqis?
Well, it's more fun and games and distraction, Alex. Look, when Greg Palast goes on BBC television and says, here's the inside documents from the oil industry for Iraq, when I show you the documents on the theft of the election, when I show you the documents from inside the Homeland Security operations, well, that's what you have on the world TV, but in the United States you've got Ann Coulter talking about godless terrorists that were killed by the terrorists, you know? I mean, so what happens, it's fun and games and distraction. It's info distraction.
So she's meant to be over the top. She's a carnival barker.
Yeah. No, she's part of the game. She's, you know, she's part, you know, she's total distraction. You know, she's total distraction.
Well, I never really talk about her. It's just that I read it's all lies. And I mean, at the same time, there's a lot of horrible stuff liberals are doing, their establishment. I'm not a liberal, folks. I'm a paleo-conservative. I mean, I'm a constitutionalist. But by any yardstick, Bush has spent more money than all presidents combined. He's doubled the size of the BATF, signed back on to UN treaties, done all these. He's for totally open borders. He constantly lies, and still so-called conservatives worship him and worship Ann Coulter, who's a low-grade moron.
Well, I mean, what she is she is a front person for the control regime. What she is selling us is the whole, she's bringing back the whole fear agenda. That's what they are. These are fear salesmen. That's what they're trying to sell you. Be afraid. You know, that's what they want you to do.
Well, I am afraid of the government, not them.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, that's why I call the first chapter, Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf? It's a game. Okay, they got a guy in a cave who's out to get you.
Well, we have Buzzy Krongard, who was executive director of the CIA, telling the Times of London, oh, we know where he is, but we don't want him. Did you see that?
Well, you know, look, Clinton turned him down when they had him cornered in Khartoum. You know, you have to remember that... you know, once again, they sell the guy that's holding all our lists is this guy Derek Smith, who's chairman of Choice Point Corporation. By the way, he's now under investigation for insider trading, for you know, failing to tell his stockholders that his company had given out 145,000 personal files to identity thieves, a ring of identity thieves. These are really nice guys, right? So what's happened is that he said, you know, if we only had these lists of Americans and your DNA too, we could have gotten the hijackers when they came to the airports to check in. Well, guys, you know what? Hijackers no longer use their names, even if they lose their frequent flyer miles. I mean, it's unbelievable. He said, well, you know, they use their real names, and if we only had the big databases, we could have got them. You know, it's just,
well, number one, they had those databases to begin with, so we know the NSA picked it all up. Bush spiked it with W199I. That's in BBC News, and still people are in denial, even when FBI agents go public saying, I was ordered not to stop these people. We have FBI agents on the record saying it, and I've got neocon talk show hosts going, Alex Jones manufactured all this. Do you ever get tired of having the actual admissions and documents, and then they're saying it doesn't matter, it doesn't exist?
I know. They say, well, your unprovable conspiracy theories. I say it's the facts and documents we put on BBC television. My God, it's the most number one stature network on the planet. What do you want from me? And they still won't put it on. They keep the New York Times said conspiracy material. What do I, you know? What
well, the New York Times tells conspiracies about aluminum tubes and yellow cake.
Yeah, well, that's
the ones
official.
They're the ones with reporters on the payroll of the government. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Greg Palast. We're going to be taking your calls here in just a minute or two. And Greg's got to go catch a plane for a big event he's going to be having in Houston. My last question for you before we go to calls, and you can add anything else you'd like that you haven't had a chance to cover. Really, where is it all going? Will these guys ever get impeached? Will they go to jail? Will they get in trouble? Because I've studied American history. I've studied world history. I don't claim to be a historian, but I know quite a bit about it, more than most. And I've never, and I mean this, folks, you know, I hate Bill Clinton, attacked him ceaselessly, so did Greg. I mean, all these guys have been serious crooks in the past, really since they killed Kennedy. And there were some crooks before him, but the wild level, I don't know if you saw this, Greg, but, you know, John Yoo, White House counsel, says we can torture kids in front of their parents, crushing their, you know, and I keep bringing that up on the show because he got confronted at a CFR meeting in Chicago. Even CFR members, establishment guys, said, did you really say this? This is evil. And John Yoo said, yes, we can. I mean, it seems like.
Well, I think they were worried that he was saying it out loud. I don't understand. Their concern is, you know, listen, moron, if you're going to go crush people's hands, you don't announce that it's the policy. You know, I mean, these guys are like amateur torturers.
But, I mean, kids, his White House memo was, we can torture children in front of their parents, including, I don't want to say it again. The point is that that is Mengele stuff out in the open. That does scare me at a certain level. It shocks me that it's so over the top.
Yeah, well, and in fact, I think that some of the establishment, there is this internal battle we talked about, between neocons and Big Oil. Big Oil wants a much more sophisticated approach. You know, I think they're getting a bit nervous about this stuff. And that's why I was picking up out of Houston, out of New York from, you know, from the guys on the inside, that they are, they were not too happy about some of this cowboy stuff that, that's
going on. You could see the media for the first 2 years from after 9/11, they gave Bush carte blanche. They thought he was getting, okay, the plan's working. And I think as they saw things get crazier and crazier, now the media is allowed to say a little bit more. But on little side issues, is that to weaken Bush?
Yeah, I mean, well, one of the things is to give a shot to him and make sure he doesn't play too many games with the neocons. I mean, you know, after all, Paul Wolfowitz was basically demoted. I mean, he was kicked out of the war room where, you know, where they, the little tinker toy Napoleons play with the toy tanks, and he was sent to be president of the World Bank, which in their world is a demotion. Of course, now instead of the World Bank, this guy is, you know, is like, is just been absolutely totally monstrous. By the way, the New York Times had a glowing profile about how everyone loves him. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, he told Ecuador if they didn't pay off these speculators that he was going to choke the economy to death.
And we've got Bolton at the UN. I mean, these what's wrong with these guys?
Well, but keep in mind, from the CFR's view, from was thrilled that Wolfowitz was sent to the World Bank and Bolton sent up to New York. As far as they're concerned, that was away from the centers of power.
Well, I want to go to the calls because we're almost out of time, but the last thing that I thought of, the Cheney shooting, we did an investigation on that. He clearly shot the guy up close. He clearly was drinking. They then had to admit it. If anybody else did that, they'd be in big trouble. They wouldn't let the police in. Just give us, in a nutshell, your take on the whole Cheney shooting.
Well, you know, it's, one of the problems is, I mean, I was down here. I'm going to be investigating that, by the way, just so you know. I probably shouldn't even announce that on the air, but I'm going to get some more information. But all I do know is that, absolutely, I mean, what the heck is this? Someone gets shot, and I don't care if the guy's vice president of the United States. What do we now have? We now allow personal executions by our, by our leadership. I guess Gonzales also writes some type of law that says that, you know, that as long as the vice president is packing, whatever he does is okay. I mean, it's gone completely bonkers.
Well, just so you know, I've done a lot of bird hunting. He wasn't the 90 feet away that they claim, because even with the most high-powered shotgun load, it doesn't go into the heart at that range. It might go in half an inch. So it's just total baloney. Let's take a call here from Mike in New York. You're on the air with Greg Palast on Genesis.
Oh, you guys got me all worked up now.
Okay, Mike.
Greg, here's the thing. September 11th, my understanding is Breedis Corp out of Argentina had to deal with the Taliban for taking the oil pipeline through that country of Afghanistan.
Unocal.
Yeah.
Unocal.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And obviously after September 11th, when I also understand that Unocal, was during that time frame, was lobbying Congress.
Yeah, I always call him Unocal. That's the thing. It's like stuck in my head. It's Unocal.
I guess
right.
It's like Unocal, I guess, right? UNOCAL?
Yeah.
They were lobbying Congress to establish some foreign policy because they actually wanted the deal. Obviously,
yes.
September 11th came. British Corps' contract with the Taliban was null and void, obviously, and Unocal won the day. They installed the Karzai. I guess he was on the board with Unocal.
Yeah, he was on the board, and then he becomes the puppet president.
Wow.
That was all staged.
Right. And keep in mind that the deal that was brokered between Unocal and the Taliban was brokered by Khalilzad, who is now the U.S. ambassador to Iraq. And when you say ambassador, you have to understand this guy is basically the dictator and overlord of
Iraq.
What
about Ahmed Chalabi? He was at the Bilderberg Group meeting last week. I mean, he can't even go to
character.
A bunch of countries because he's a convicted felon.
Yeah, he's a convicted bank swindler. Convicted bank swindler. I mean, you know, he's wanted Interpol. I mean, this guy took down the Petrus Bank. Also, when Chalabi, that we installed, named himself oil minister in Iraq, we're still trying to find out what happened to about $1.5 billion to $2 billion worth of oil. That's
right. I mean, these are crooks. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate those fine points, Mike. Let's talk to Sarah Joe in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. First of all, I just want to, from the onset, state my position. I do not support Bush. But I'm rather tired of the idolization of Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's against Bush seems to be admired, and Chavez is not to be admired. I know you supposedly had a meeting, or you had a meeting with him and all,
mm-hmm.
but I lived in Venezuela for many years. I have friends and family in Venezuela even as we speak. The place is a mess. Chavez has done nothing except make it worse, okay? With other administrations, it wasn't the greatest. But
well, I mean,
it is in such...
Right.
Dire Straits.
Well, listen,
right,
I'm not saying he's perfect, but he did give people back land that had been taken by oil companies. He's actually giving, with the deed, people their land. I mean,
but
he's a communist for that, but Bush is good with the Supreme Court ruling we don't own our private property. So I'm just trying to understand this.
No, okay,
right,
so look, let me just respond here. Number one, let's not fall in love with any politician anywhere. Obviously, Chavez is acting in his own interest, his own political interest. The fact is, and even the people who hate him and despise him down in Venezuela will say that he has turned those cardboard houses into brick-and-mortar houses, and that people are, of all classes, are now way, way, way better off than they ever were. And for the first time ever, an oil boom money is going back down to the people.
Let me just understand this. What should we do? Should we maybe make Pat Robertson viceroy? I mean, what should happen? You're saying that
they elected him. You know that he's the elected president, and so therefore you have to for the United States to be clearly, deliberately trying to overthrow an elected president. And believe me, when I don't let's get away from the baloney that he wasn't elected. I went with his opponent, the guy who's running against him for president. He's actually a nice guy. A guy named Julio Borges. I like his opponent a lot. But, you know, we went to a little town. We found one supporter. I went the next day to the very same town with the president. And you thought that Elvis had arrived, man.
Ma'am, I mean, specifically, what's your point? What should happen? What are you saying?
Well, the only thing I'm saying right now is that, like you said, Chavez is doing it for his own interest. And the people are not. They are taking land away from people. They're not giving them land and deeds. What they're doing is taking the people who live in their shacks up on the hills.
Yeah.
They're illegal Colombians that came to that country of the past 40 to 50 years. See, this is what's going to happen in our country as soon as, you know, give it a few more years. And the people who have been working the land...
Ma'am, okay, explain it to me. What should be done? What are you saying?
Well, I just think to give Chavez...
You don't want to assassinate an elected president, do you?
No, I'm not saying that, but, you know, you say that they were not fair elections. I was down there for much of the demonstrations. I saw the whole country.
My point is that it's making the globalists mad, okay? And, I mean, our government loves China. They got mobile execution vans and public executions and sell organs. So Chavez, compared to them, he's much better than China, and he's much better than our government. Thanks for the call. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah. I mean, China, we are cuddling up to the most bloodthirsty dictator.
Yeah,
I mean,
North Korea is threatening to nuke us, and we're giving them reactors, and Rumsfeld's involved in that, of course. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Two questions. One for you, Greg. One for you, Alex. Greg, what I hear and what I sense is that there's an effort to consolidate South America so as to cause problems for the New World Order. Can you comment on that? And Alex, can you comment on this? I think I heard it on your show where somebody was saying that you were agreeing that World Vision, this Christian organization, as well as other leaders like Pat Robertson, John Hagee, others, are really not, especially World Vision, being operated by the CIA.
Yes, I appreciate your call. Okay. A lot of them are paid off. A lot of them are co-opted. Some of them are actual government operations. We have documents on that. You want to take that question and then answer his first one?
Okay. Well, the first question about what's happening in South America. Hugo Chavez has said we have to end the dictatorship of the IMF. The IMF has got to go.
And we have our own documents saying they want to overthrow countries.
Right. So he's saying, you know, we can't operate this way where basically we're being bled to death. But that means that he's had to take money out of the U.S. Federal Reserve and lent it into Argentina so that Argentina told the IMF to fly. He lent it to Ecuador. Ecuador told the IMF to fly. And he's lending, in other words, he's replacing the IMF with his nation's oil money. Now, they're not doing badly because what happens is these nations, he lends the money to these nations and they get up off the ground. He's actually made like $70 million for his
nation.
And
so they're getting into...
Right, but they're independent then. You know, I mean...
What about using fake conservative Christian groups as government fronts?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. So, I met with Pat Robertson. And I wore a wire then, too. Got it around. By the way, the way I got around his metal detector, I told his guard, I said, could you hold my lighter for me? It'll just set off the alarm. And he gave it back to me the other time. He noticed I didn't have any cigarettes, you know.
Yeah,
So Robertson told me, it's on tape, I'm not a televangelist. I'm a businessman. This is business, man. This is all about the money.
He owned at one time like 30 TV stations, networks. I mean, the guy's billions.
Yeah, you know, at least I figure he's worth a good half billion anyway. I mean, this guy, there is no...
No, I mean, his assets are billions.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And he's got, you know, Diamond Mine operating out of the Congo.
With slaves.
You know, you can't do that stuff. You can't cut deals with guys like Mobutu without having CIA support.
Hey, we're out of time, Greg Palast. The new book, Armed Madhouse, already on the New York Times bestseller list, in stores everywhere. I want to carry it. I appreciate you coming on with us. It's always great. And next time you kind of orbit through our area, I want to have you back in studio again, Greg.
You got it, Alex.
That was great. I think we covered a lot of the bases. Sorry, callers. I'll come back and go to you after the break. 1-800-259-9231. Greg, again, good seeing you.
You're the man, Alex.
No. You're the man. We'll be right back.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Kenneth in Louisiana, sorry you couldn't talk to Greg. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
People like Ann Coulter and John Hagee, their nationalism is internationalism. And what I'm saying is, when the...
They claim it's national. They claim it's nationalistic to destroy America and get rid of our nationalism.
Exactly.
They're nationalist in name only. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's a cloaking device. It's like dressing up like a cop and it's like dressing up like a cop and robbing a bank.
These same people who against who don't like the terrorists, they were for the ANC in the 1980s to overthrow a white Christian government in South Africa.
Well, they're there to overthrow any sovereign government, anything that's independent, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not judging, you know, saying whether Serbia is good or South Africa is good. The point is, something far worse is always brought in.
That's it. All right.
Anything else you'd like to add, Kenneth?
No, that's it. Good show.
Thank you so much. And you know, while we're busy talking about all these issues, I know that the transcript of the Greg Palast interview that we did back in 2002 in March was published in hundreds of newspapers from Italy to Caracas, Venezuela. And I knew that Hugo Chavez had sourced and used our interview in the media. I knew that it had been quoted on television. I didn't know that in a private meeting with Chavez that he had said that interview was one of the things that saved him, because we did it 4 days before. A day later, it went out as a transcript. We got millions of readers just on our site. It got, quote, web syndicated, posted on thousands of other sites. So, see, there we are having a difference, making a difference. And I'm not saying Hugo Chavez is perfect, but I think Greg Palast has got his head screwed on pretty straight. He impressed me today about how it looks like Ahmadinejad may be a globalist operative. The bare minimum, he's playing along, and he's saying that Chavez isn't. I mean, they've had him at gunpoint on a helicopter about to kill him, and it got out in the news, so they had to release him. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're talking about here. Meanwhile, our government gives nuclear reactors to North Korea. They fire a test dummy missile that hits the U.S. 6 years ago. They cover that all up. It's in Japanese and South Korean newspapers, Senate reports, confirmed. But they're okay. You know, they're fueling missiles right now to test fire missiles at the U.S. to supposedly plunge into the coast off of Alaska. I mean, firing missiles, you know, test firing them, doing this. This has happened. They're getting ready to do it again, but they're okay. They're just threatening to nuke us. They've just got A-bombs. They've got hydrogen bombs, but they're okay. But we've got to, you know, go into the Middle East, and we've got to bring, quote, democracy to the Iraqis when it's the opposite of democracy. They're bringing bedlam and genocide and extermination to them. We're going to break and come back and take more calls at 1-800-259-9231. And it looks like we're going to have William Rodriguez, one of the heroes of 9/11, on with us here briefly, because he just got back from Malaysia giving a big speech to thousands about 9/11 being an inside job. This is incredible stuff. He's going to be at our big event coming up Sunday. He'll be one of the key speakers. Saturday and Sunday at the Sheraton downtown L.A. By the way, at the end of the show, depending on ticket sales, there aren't many left. We're pulling it. It sells out at 1,100. Okay? We could stick 1,200 in there, but I'm going to leave a buffer, and because we're going to have so much press there. You can only have 1,200 in the room, because you can have 1,400, but the stage is so big and the projectors and the media area. So the cutoff is 1,200. We're cutting it off 100 under 1,100. The tickets are basically gone right now. I was looking at it during a break about 20 minutes ago. The tickets are almost gone right now. If you want to go and you've been procrastinating and you haven't done it, Infowars.com right now. It's going to sell out in the next hour, the way the numbers are tracking. If you want your tickets, you need to get them right now. It is 1:28 and 25 seconds Central Standard Time. So if you hear this tonight, it'll be sold out. It'll be gone. If you want your tickets right now, they're going to be gone. Infowars.com. You can't even call the toll-free number and get tickets now. I cut that off there a few hours ago. If you want to support us and believe in what we're doing, we're risking our lives here. I was here till 2:30 in the morning last night. Okay, I'm not tooting my horn. It's just this, we're working hard for you. If you want to support us, go to Infowars.com, order one of the packages of videos. Get the Alex Jones Everything Special. Get it all. That's how you really donate to us. Or get one DVD, get one book, get one T-shirt, get a bumper sticker package, buy a pack of 10 citizen rule books with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, famous quotes, jury nullification. And then when you know when you get these materials that it's going directly towards supporting what we're doing, and then you have the materials in your hands to go out there and do good with them. Infowars.com to order hard goods off the website, or go see them all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription for $5.95. Get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv, and you get 3 months free. it's a little over 3 months is what it calculates out to free. But for the cost of three cups of coffee, maybe two Starbucks coffees, they're like $2 for a big one. For the cost of a couple cups of coffee, you get thousands of pieces of media. It's ridiculous. PrisonPlanet.tv. And Terror Storm's going to be going up there in the next week. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Paul, John, Mike, many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm joined by William Rodriguez, who just got back from Asia, just got back from the Far East. He, of course, was the key master, the head janitor. He stayed in the building helping firefighters. He personally rescued 15 people himself, leading them in and out, going back in. The building collapsed on him. He was the last non-emergency worker to be pulled, the last, quote, civilian. And he'll be at the 9/11 conference speaking as one of the key speakers on Sunday. I am really looking forward to shaking this man's hand. And he's got some good news back from Malaysia. He's been traveling the world with Jimmy Walter, the philanthropist who spent over $7 million waking people up to 9/11 being an inside job. Good to have you on with us, Mr. Rodriguez.
Thank you, Alex, and I'm so glad to greetings from New York. I'm actually, like I said, back from...
Yeah, he's on a computer phone, and when you get him connected again, tell him to get back off his phone because it's distorting. You got to love these IP phones. We've tried them here at the office. They're okay. You save a lot of money with them, but they're just not as good as a regular phone line. A lot of guests try to do it, and it's fine, but we will get him back on. Were you able to get him back? Okay. We're going to talk to him just a few minutes and then take some calls even while he's on air with us. And, this is real news, folks. We're bringing you all these guests that have traveled the world. We're bringing you these experts. We're in studio making TV reports out of the live radio shows. We're reaching millions of people. This is so exciting. And I'm so honored and so blessed to be able to talk to people like William Rodriguez on air. William, your line dropped. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Greetings from New York. It's been very difficult with the trip. We just got back from Malaysia, this is actually an exclusive for America. Alex, I tell you, it was the best.
Boy, this is getting a little suspicious. Call him and see if he's got an alternate phone number. While we're doing that, I'm going to talk to Paul in Vancouver. Put Paul on the air. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Sorry to change the tone there, but I just wanted to touch on the North American Union. I'm from Canada, and I actually think it's a good thing.
Well, it's the first step in the Pan-American Union, but tell me how it's a good thing. By the way, the people pushing it that have set it up are total dictators. They want a dictatorship. They want command and control. It'll be an added layer of bureaucracy. And under these international bodies, you don't have the free speech. You don't have the constitutions. But you think that's a good idea. Tell us why, Paul.
Okay, well, I'm no expert, and I've learned a lot from you listening to you in the past while and about the issues. And the way I see it is Canada has the resources. There's oil like crazy, but we still pay $4.50 a gallon here.
Well, that's because you're under the crown, sir. It's free market. We can just buy the oil from you.
That's right.
But how does an American union give you cheaper prices?
Okay. Let me go. Canada has the resources. Mexico has the manufacturing and the laborers, and USA is basically security and other resources, food, whatnot. Now, why put all our money into the Chinese economy? Why do it? Their ideology is, to me, sick. The Alex Jones show would not be on if we were in China right now.
All right, let me stop you and comment on what you're saying one point at a time, and I'm about to go back to William, but I just want to finish with your call. Number one, the very people that support China, the very people deindustrializing Canada and the U.S., the very people doing all of this are the very ones that want the American Union. So how do you come to the conclusion that a North American Union is somehow going to help our economy and stop the shift to buying everything from China?
Because we'll be investing, if we invest in our own state, our North American state, where we get all our manufacturing from Mexico.
Sir, they're not going to do that. I mean, you're saying let's have an American Union and then let's do some good things. The people that are running the American Union are the ones that have set up the policy with China.
Well, I mean, the Constitution hasn't been set, but we can make sure there are fair rules in place.
That's not going to happen, sir. The people driving unions are the American Union, the EU, the Asian Union are the ones that want to destroy our sovereignty. I'm going to put you on hold, and after William Rodriguez leaves us, we'll go back to you, because I'm not going to have William on long. I know he's busy. He just got back. William, give us the good news. You were there in Malaysia. Tell us about it.
It's great news. Actually, this is an exclusive for America, and you have the exclusive. We just got back from the International Islamic Media, the first one ever done in the world. And we were the official keynote speakers, and I tell you something, it changed the mindset of the Malaysian people forever. We was on TV every single day for the last 10 days. Our video was presented in snippets on national primetime news every single day at 8 o'clock. And we have meetings with the Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, Dr. Tun Mahathir, which was the father of Malaysia.
And William, I need you to back off the phone there. It's distorting. Now, doesn't Malaysia, I'm just striking out here in the dark because I forget, aren't they like 160 million people?
That is correct. And not only that, remember, it's the largest Muslim country that has all three religions actually in there. They got Christians, they got Muslims, and they got Buddhists. And I tell you something, it was an historical event because it was the first time they had a 9/11 victim come directly to the Muslim world tell them my story, for example, tell them my story, and at the same time do the outreach so they will know that we're actually not blaming the Muslim or Islam for what happened on 9/11. And that was actually...
Well, tell us who you talked to, what you presented.
We talked, we did the conference with all the highest protocol people from the government. We're talking about the Minister of Foreign Relations. We spoke to Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who was the former Prime Minister and who built Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, as a new progressive country. We spoke directly to people from their version of Congress. And the incredible thing that after we went on every television show, on Friday, they have 100 people in front of the American embassy just by themselves, actually asking, requesting that the 9/11 truth be told. They actually gave a paper to the ambassador, a request directly from the government of the United States, because it changed the whole outlook.
Well, I think what you and Jimmy Walter are doing, traveling the world, going all over TV, all over radio, all over print, getting top coverage from Venezuela to Malaysia to Europe, I think what you're doing is key. And so if half the Americans in major polls now believe 9/11 was an inside job, not that the government covered up or did something else. No, half of them now in a Zogby poll believe the government was involved. What are the numbers in these foreign countries you're going to?
Listen, from here we're going to Indonesia. From Indonesia we're going to Australia, then Japan, then back to London, and then back to the United States. And then we have to go back to Venezuela, where we started the whole trip. As you may remember, you got the exclusive as well from the Chavez government that they want to do an investigation about 9/11. So now we are having this international consensus that crimes against humanity happened on 9/11 and that the government of the United States did not do the proper investigation. So with this as a presentation letter to the top officials of both these governments,
well, just
on every single door.
Just a guesstimation. William Rodriguez, did he drop again? Oh,
no, I'm here.
Okay, good. Just a guesstimation, William, what percentage of the Malaysians do you think believe it's an inside job?
I tell you, easier. What they said on national television was the following statement, and don't take my word for it. Go on the internet, put William Rodriguez, 9/11, Kuala Lumpur, and you get all the information. He said that since we went to Malaysia, to Kuala Lumpur, the mindset of the Malaysian people about 9/11 has changed forever. And this is the national news. So that will tell you that the mindset in general, remember, we are invited by Saba Islamic Media, which is the biggest Islamic organization, to do this presentation. And like I said, it was historical, and now they want to represent us all over the Muslim world to take us around to tell the story. And, again, historical.
Well, the globalists can't ignore this, and they're losing ground at every front, and we're trying to save lives, people. If we don't expose 9/11 as an inside job, they will continue to use it as the foundational event to push the domestic police state and the invasion of all these countries. William, I know
Alex, you said something very interesting, because now Malaysia, the government itself, said publicly that they are joining the world against terror. And what we explained to the people, directly to the people, was that they are actually being open to have the same violation of civil rights as it happened in the United States.
Wow, so you're also there defending their freedom. Certainly, governments worldwide have been using 9/11 themselves to set up police states, so you're really defending freedom globally now. How many countries have you been to, William?
Oh, forget it. I lost the count, Alex. But you know what? I want to tell the audience to please come on this weekend, because if they haven't heard my story, they are for a big awakening.
Well, William, it's going to be
opportunity.
It's going to be sold out in the next 30 to 45 minutes. We've only got like 30, 40 tickets left when I checked a few minutes ago. So it's going to be an overflow, biggest 9/11 event in the U.S. has ever seen, and it's going to be great having you there. You're going to be speaking on Sunday. I can't wait to meet you. I know a lot of other folks can't wait to meet you, and we're going to see you there. Anything else you'd like to say in closing?
Again, in closing, that, you know, this is a unique opportunity that the audience have to see the last survivor of 9/11 to to speak publicly in the United States, because I'm actually closing all my engagements in the United States since I am so involved in doing outreach in other countries. So this is a unique opportunity, and if they want to do it, it has to be on the Alex Jones.
That's incredible. William, thank you for spending time with us today. Get some rest. I know you just, when did you get in from Malaysia?
I just got last night.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, and I will see you in Los Angeles on Saturday and Sunday, my friend.
You got it. All the best.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, William?
Yes.
Tell Jimmy, I've got to email him. Jimmy and I are going to be having a meeting. Just next time you talk to Jimmy, tell him I need to talk to him.
Jimmy just arrived to San Francisco, so I will make contact with him so he can call you today. And
sure.
He can arrange anything for Friday.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you, bro.
All the best. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. What a wild show. We had people on who've been grabbed by the Bilderbergs, by national security in Canada, and interrogated in a secret facility. We have Greg Palestine, and then we shift gears with William Rodriguez. Paul, I'm going to go back to you in the final segment if you want to hold from Vancouver. I want to be fair to these callers. Let's go to Mike in Arizona first, then Joe in Wisconsin, John in North Carolina. Mike in Arizona, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I was planning not to go to this event in L.A. I've got so many things going on, but listening to William Rodriguez, that guy really is a hero. And what he's done.
You better buy tickets as soon as you get off the air.
I know. I'm trying right now. I've just got to go to this thing just to meet him and possibly meet you. But the interview you had earlier on with this fellow who got detained in Canada, there are a lot of ways to interpret that. And I just wonder if that wasn't all about just intimidating the Alex Jones crowd. I have a feeling these people have the ability to tap into this guy's communications. They would have known if he posed any threat. So I think they wanted to happen exactly what did happen, which was his story to go to you and then to be broadcast out to
Jones. Exactly. It's meant to intimidate us. But see, they're in an old paradigm. It isn't going to work. We're going to expose them as tyrants.
Yeah, and you had a lady on last week, and you were a little bit rough with her, but I understand the point you're trying to make. She was trying to say that it was, how do I communicate with my friends? They make me feel crazy, and women are very social creatures. They like to do things in packs, and they like to see five other people doing the same thing around them, and it's harder for them, I think, even than for men to stand up and expose themselves to ridicule, even when they know they're dead right. But that's what we have to be willing to do. Like the old prophets in the Old Testament, you have to, in the face of, people spitting on you, when you know you're right, you have to be willing to get in there and.
You see, that's
the
weird
thing. Like
it means nothing to me when idiots say horrible things about me and attack me and write hit pieces. They think they're hurting me. It only helps me. I don't know. I remember maybe 10 years ago getting griped at hurt me a little bit. Now I kind of like it. I mean, is there something wrong with me or something? I just don't care.
Yeah, I know. You have to be a lot like Jesus was. I mean, he didn't beat people over the head with his message. He told them once. And he told his apostles, if they won't listen to you, shake the dust off your sandals.
Let the dead bury the dead.
Right. So, you plant your seeds and, you come back, 6 months or a year later and a lot of these people will wake up even though they were scoffing at you.
Well, that's the big thing. A lot of people expect someone to wake up right then. No. It happens later.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I'll just get on to your other callers.
Sure. Get your ticket. I want to meet you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike's been calling in for years. He's a medical doctor. All right, I like him. Let's talk to John in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead. Or Joe in Wisconsin. Excuse me.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, you know that feeling that you're saying that you get? That's picking up flack. You're definitely over the target. And I've been getting my own flack. Police have been going a little bit over bounds. But anyway, there are two things that I wanted to communicate. I'm taking it personal in this whole thing, and I'm changing majors to mass communications just so I can be more effective and I have tools necessary to explain to people things that are going on out there. I've already got my electronics associates, which is basically useless, so I don't feel really bad about that. But the other thing is I did launch that website, and what I want to devote it to is an alternative media outlet. And if you have an overflow story that you can't fit on your website, you know, I would talk to your webmaster, and he would send me a clip, a file, or whatever, and I would post it or something. So that's something that I would...
Better have a lot of bandwidth. Okay, what's your website? You want to plug? Go ahead.
No, it's one of those ugly URLs. But anyway, one of the things I was going to comment on was, you remember back in the early 90s, late 80s, when they used to have media that it would detail these kind of New World Order things, like the Rollerball, I know you're familiar with.
There's yeah, they use movies to...
Yeah, there's one in particular called Fortress, and it starred Christopher Lambert.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and what I want to do is I want to collect up little bits of media and clips like that and just put it in a playlist for people to watch. And it'll be like a auto-feeding loader, and it'll stream directly off of YouTube. So the bandwidth will be incredible. So
that's exciting. I appreciate your call. I'm going to come back and let Paul and John finish up. We just have time for two more calls. And if you want to support us, you believe in what we're doing, visit InfoWars.com. Visit the Secure Video and Bookstore. Look at all the different specials and deals and books and videos we offer. And get some today and get them out to people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm not trying to be mean to Paul in Vancouver. I held him over so we'd have time to talk. But I run into people sometimes who just go, well, couldn't this be a good political policy? Wouldn't it wouldn't it help this, this, and that? And it does the exact opposite of what he's saying it would do by their own admissions. I mean, I've actually researched this. I've seen their policy reports. I know what globalization does. It's not good for the average person. It's not good for country sovereignty. The last thing we want is a North American union that leads to an American union or the Pan-American union. And the people are just now learning of its existence when it's already 70% complete. But finish up, Paul. I mean, I'm just confused by your call.
Well, I mean, the way I see it is every store I go to, every, you know, I look on the back of the box and it says made in China. Okay, this is the issue here. Like, why are we pumping so much money? Why not, you know, put the money into our own area? I mean,
what does an American union have to do with that?
Economically, we would merge our economies together.
You'd still buy the stuff from China. We just add a whole new layer of bureaucracy, sir. It has nothing to do with getting, you know, products made here. You do that by demanding American or Canadian made. You do that by not buying the DVD player that's $10 cheaper. You do that by exposing the trade deficit.
Well, the way I see it is the governments are falling apart here. There's so much decay inside.
Well, that's by design, sir. The very people that want world government are the ones that have hijacked our governments.
And basically,
you understand, I mean, the bad guys run global government. I appreciate your call. Call me back tomorrow. We can talk more about it, sir. Let's talk to John in North Carolina. Last caller, go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm gonna go ahead and apologize early. I'm on an IP phone, so if it drops out,
that's okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you something about a subject nobody talks about anymore, and that's the anthrax mailings of 2001.
U.S. government sent those. It's part of the record.
Oh, yes, I'm quite aware of who
they were on Cipro weeks before it even showed up the White House. U.S. government strain from Fort Detrick, Maryland, coated in bentonite, and it just goes on and on.
I thoroughly believe you. The reason my question was this case with Stephen Hatfield and his volunteer former federal prosecutor, Thomas Connolly, helping him out. Is this just the government's way of paying him for the job well done?
No, they go after an innocent person knowing that it'll be a dead-end trail. It's like Janice Karpinski, the general over all the camps. She wasn't allowed into the wings that were CIA contractor run. Then they tried to burn her with it. The media does an investigation, finds out she's innocent. They just put us off on a trail.
I know he's not innocent.
How do you know that?
I was one of the victims. I can tell you what Otto Lundgren and Kathy Nguyen have in common. I also have it in common with them, and Stephen Hatfield was stalking me afterwards.
You're kidding.
No, sir.
Well, do me a favor. Send me some information on that, and if you've got documentation, I'd like to have you as a guest, okay?
Okay. Do you have an email address I send it to, or?
Yeah, we'll put you on hold and give you an email address that isn't as heavily trafficked, okay? Thank you for the call. We know the name of an Israeli operative that worked at the lab who had signed into those areas where he wasn't supposed to be, where the anthrax was, and all the evidence we have points away from Hatfield. Okay, so I don't know why Hatfield would, who they claim was making it in a bucket. It took a huge factory to make this stuff. That's part of the record. Whole nother issue. I'm out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Another great broadcast. Thanks to my crew here. Thanks to Greg Palace for coming in. Thanks to William Rodriguez. Thanks to Dan McCormick for having the courage to come on the broadcast, talk about what happened to him. If you missed that, listen to the first hour tonight. It was an incredible interview in the first hour. And remember, if you got about 20, 30 minutes, and I'm pulling it, to get tickets at Infowars.com, the 9/11 conference. Okay, the tickets are almost gone right now. In fact, they could be gone right now. I don't know. I haven't looked it up in about 30 minutes. If you want to get Martial Law, Order of Death, my films, they're excellent. You need to have them. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or order them via Infowars.com or see them online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.